This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
All right, you know what? I am not going to get on my "a position player should win NFL MVP" sandbox. I mean, I do feel that way, but I don't want to be predictable. But I will tell you guys this, and I don't even know if this counts as a hot take. I have no clue what a hot take is. I just tell you guys my opinion, and then you can determine the temperature of the take. I don't really think either of the options that we have for NFL MVP are good options for the award. I don't think that Drake May is a good option for the award. I don't think that Matthew Stafford is a good option for the award. I feel like we all know this. We have just signed up for a system in which it has to be a quarterback, and then these are just the last two options that are standing. Does anybody think that Drake May was the best player this year in the National Football League? Do any of you think that Drake May was the best quarterback this year in the National Football League? I'll ask you a question this way. You know, we love this random hypothetical. Sports talk people, we love this hypothetical. If every player was available in a draft, do you think Drake May would go number one? Because I don't think Drake May would go number one in that draft. I think he is a very good player. I really do. I think Drake May is a good player. I do not think that he is the most valuable player this year in the National Football League. And if I had a vote, I would not vote for Drake May. Now, Matthew Stafford probably had the best number season of any player in the National Football League, any quarterback, certainly. I mean, he threw for the most yards this season. Matthew Stafford had a great season. He threw for 4,700 yards, 46 touchdown passes, 8 interceptions. There's no denying that Matthew Stafford had a very, very productive year. I also want to ask you this question. Can the NFL MVP be the quarterback of the 5 seed in the NFC? I'm asking that honestly. Can the NFL MVP be the quarterback of a team that did not win their division? And that doesn't feel a little bit weird to you that that is the case, especially when he had a chance to win the award at the end of the year. Matthew Stafford could have ended this conversation. They played at Seattle on Monday Night Football at the end of the season. If they go win that game, Rob, do you agree? Matthew Stafford is the NFL MVP. They are the one seed in the NFC, and we're not having this conversation because it's over. They lost that game. They then came back, and he had a nationally televised game against the Atlanta Falcons, who were a 7-9 football team, and he threw more interceptions in that game than touchdowns, and they lost. I do not think that Matthew Stafford this year was the most valuable player in the National Football League. If Matthew Stafford wins the award, I guess it's two options. If Matthew Stafford gives the award, we are just giving it to the quarterback to put up the best numbers. We're not putting it up to the most valuable player. You play quarterback. You threw for the most touchdown passes this year. You threw for the most yards. Therefore, we are going to give you the award, which, okay, that's what they've determined. If they give it to Drake May, to me, it seems much more like a legacy building award. It is much more of the NFL simply saying, son, we think you're next up. And we are going to start the process over again. The same way that we had a generation where, I mean, we've been watching Patrick Mahomes now for 9 years. We've been watching Lamar Jackson now for 8 years. We've been watching Josh Allen now for 8 years. Man, that next generation, they're coming. The Bo Nix, the Drake May, we'll see where Fernando Mendoza goes. Like, that next generation is coming. And I think if they give Drake May NFL MVP, it is more signaling, we think you're the best quarterback under 25, and we think that you are now going to carry this next wave, this new generation ahead. Which, I mean, I guess, all right. I know my opinion doesn't matter on this. I don't have a vote, and one of these two quarterbacks are going to win it. I'm just telling you, I don't feel really good about either one of these guys winning the award. Sometimes, and most times, I would say it's pretty obvious. Last year, both options were really, really good options. The couple of times Patrick Mahomes has won the award, when Brady has won it, when Rodgers won it, it has been very clear, in my opinion. I don't really think that either of the options that we have right now are very good. I just think we are now at the end of it. We got to give it to some quarterback, and we just got to give it to one of these two because they're the only two left standing for this season.
I don't want to get into a whole thing about your point there because I kind of see it differently. The V in MVP stands for valuable, and quarterback is the most valuable position on the field, so I understand why they give the award to a quarterback every year, but we don't have to rehash that argument. If it's not May or Stafford to you, who do you have? Like, let's say, I know RIP, Therese used to have a vote for MVP. So if you had that vote, okay, who are you voting for?
If you were asking me right now who I would vote for, I would vote for Jaxon Smith-Njigba. I think he was the most valuable player on the best team in the National Football League. I think that Seattle is the number one seed in the NFC, and going into it, they are the favorite to win the NFL, the Super Bowl, is because he's on their team. So that's who I would vote for. Now, he's going to win Offensive Player of the Year, and we have just determined we'll give that to somebody else, and then we'll give this to the quarterback award. But yeah, if we are going to go for him, and we have this conversation, we'll give it to the best quarterback on the best team. This year, on the best team, their best player was not their quarterback. Their best player was their wide receiver. Sam Darnold is in the position that he's in the last 2 years is because he has been surrounded by all-time wide receivers. He had Justin Jefferson last year, and he has Jaxon Smith-Njigba this year. So if I had a vote, that's who I would vote for. Obviously, he's not going to win the award, but Jaxon Smith-Njigba has been a more valuable player this season than Matthew Stafford was.
I don't want to get into a whole thing because I feel like we have this argument every year because the last couple of years you've wanted to give MVP to like running back and wide receiver.
But to me, last year though, Lamar and Josh Allen were worthy.
That's fair. Two years ago, you wanted to give it to Christian McCaffrey though.
Also was the best player on the best team. Like I know we have sold ourselves that quarterbacks, yes, quarterback is so important. Seattle is not in this position because they have the best quarterback in the league. They're in this position because they have the best skill position player in the league, and they might have the best defense in the league. So if we can't give it to that person, and we can't give it to Sam Darnold, who had a good year this year. Sam Darnold had a good year. He threw 25 touchdown passes this season. He had a good year this year. He threw 25 touchdown passes, and 10 of them went to Jaxon Smith-Njigba. He had 120 catches for 1,800 yards and 10 touchdowns. He was the best offensive player in the league this season, regardless of position.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by.
National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.